The world has been facing some dark days of late. So maybe the light of a little humor may lift our spirits. After all, laughter is the best medicine. A man shared what happened to his wife, who worked at an assisted living center. The residents lived in individual apartments, but they all ate in a central cafeteria. One morning, one of the residents didn't show up for breakfast. So this lady went upstairs, knocked on the resident's door to see if everything was okay. She could hear him through the door, and he said that he was running late, but would be down shortly. An hour later, she saw him coming down the stairs, but having trouble. He had a death grip on the rail, on the handrail, and seemed to have trouble getting his legs to work right. She told him she was going to call the ambulance, but he said no, he wasn't in any pain, he just wanted to have his breakfast. After breakfast, he was completely unable to get back up the stairs to his room, so they finally called the ambulance. A couple of hours later, she called the hospital to see how the resident was doing. The receptionist there said he was fine. He had just put both legs into one side of his boxer shorts. Some seniors don't care about the coronavirus, but more about putting on their boxers right. Our scriptures today also invite us to embrace the light of Christ as we walk in the darkness of sin and sickness that surrounds us. Not the light of humor, but the light of holiness and faith. St. Paul tells the Ephesians, "Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth." By the way, Paul's statement in that letter was remarkable because it was written while he was imprisoned in Rome around 60 or 62 AD. Yet despite the darkness of his detainment, Paul's letter confidently spread the light of Christ to the Ephesians and to the world. His letter was light at night. In the Gospel of John, chapter 9, Jesus dramatically demonstrates how he himself is the light of the world by curing a man born blind. A man who had lived in darkness his whole life suddenly had the shutters of his eyes thrown open so he could see the sun, namely Jesus. Jesus declared, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." In other words, Jesus is the sun who never sets, pun intended. 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had already given this description to the Messiah. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20, he wrote, "No longer will your sun set," meaning Jesus, "or your moon wane," meaning Mary, "for the Lord will be your light forever, and the days of your grieving will be over." In other words, Jesus is the eternal light at night. My friends, may I point out three other points of light in this night of the coronavirus that shine like stars in a dark sky? In one way or another, I am convinced all these lights reflect the one light that is Jesus himself. First, have you noticed how there is a spirit of solidarity and communal collaboration in the whole world? Even the Democrats and the Republicans are working together for a change. President Trump said on Saturday, "There has never been anything like what we are doing on the Hill. They are all negotiating, and everybody is working hard, and they want to get a solution that is a right solution." It's like that old saying, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." Today, the coronavirus has become everyone's enemy, and therefore, we have all become friends because we have a common enemy. Even Democrats and Republicans, communists and capitalists, have become friends. because we're fighting the same enemy. That solidarity is a point of light in this painful night. Secondly, we see the light of right reason and solid science shining in this darkness. And yet, sadly, some people of faith have criticized church leaders for canceling services. Even some Catholics have been critical. They argue that faith is stronger than illness, and therefore it is unfaithful to cancel services. For example, the pastor of Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge defied an emergency order by the governor of Louisiana banning public or private services or gatherings over 50 people. The pastor insisted boldly, "The Bible tells us to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, and we will continue to do that without fear of the spread of any virus. That's why I'm sending Father Martin to the hospital for communion and for anointings." But we believe that God is the author of both faith and reason. And when they work in tandem, the light of God's wisdom shines far brighter. The medieval maxim was fides querens intellectum, meaning faith seeking understanding, not faith defying understanding or faith resisting reason. Put plainly, don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. This crisis can help us to see how the light of faith and the light of reason can be light in this night. And the third point of light is actually 1,000 points of light. President George Herbert Walker Bush coined that happy phrase in his inaugural address in 1989. He said, "I have spoken of 1,000 points of light. Of all the community organizations that are spread like stars throughout this nation, doing good." Personally, I have seen these 1,000 points of light in our thousands of parishioners doing good. People coming to pray the Stations of the Cross on Friday. People donating canned goods for the sick. People making sure the church receives donations in this time. People texting me to make sure I have supper every night, the brightest light of all. Teachers preparing online lesson plans. What inspires them to do these things? The same grace that goaded St. Paul in the Roman prison to write, "Live as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth." These parishioners are light at night. In May of 1991, Randy Travis, the country music singer, released his hit song, "Point of Light." It's one of my very favorite songs of his. One stanza of that song applies to us very particularly, 30 years after it was written. It goes, "There is a darkness that everyone must face. It wants to take what's good and fair and lay it all to waste. And that darkness covers everything in sight until it meets a single point of light." Today, that darkness is the coronavirus, and that point of light is Christ. And it is you, and it is me, and it is those seniors trying to get into their boxer shorts. Praise be Jesus Christ.